Welcome to our radio airwaves, Joe Kramer and Antonio Franklin. Joe Kramer, National Representative of International Union of Operating Engineers, the IUOE, and a member of Local 49. And Antonio Franklin, the current president of the Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for taking the time. And I want to learn more about Respect Minnesota. And Joe Kramer, as the representative with the IUOE and a member of Local 49, I'd like to begin with you in this regards and talk about Respect Minnesota. And could you please share with me what is Respect Minnesota and where it started and where we're at today? It's a lengthy question, but there's a lot of information I want to get out, so let's dive into it, please.
All right. Thanks, Jim, for having us. Just want to give you a little background on how Respect started. About 2 years ago, a bunch of us individuals were participating in public hearing and planning process, and we came together and wanted to figure out how we could identify the need to find common ground and respect one another and with their opinions and provide a safe environment for everyone during the planning process. So that's kind of where it started. And once we got together and said we felt a need for this, we branched out to our membership and we went to the meetings and presented it to the membership first. It was well received and we got input back from them. And then from there we moved on to going to the communities and talking with the mayors and city councils. And we have several towns that signed on and became a Respect city. And after that, we branched out to the Chamber of Commerce within those communities. That's kind of where we're at to date. The individuals that have helped get us off the ground here were the operating engineers, the LIUNA, that's the labor union, the Teamsters of North America also, and the United Welders Association. And those are the four crafts that are involved in the project.
Right, and the project, the Line 3 project here as we visit with Joe Kramer. Joe, I'm interested. I know that we're backing up a bit here, but I think it's important that people hear this as part of the story. As you began and were visiting with the members and gathering that input, which was obviously important and critical to advance to where you are now, and there's extreme success and a lot of tremendous support from these communities now. Can you share with us just some of the input that was received and the message that, you know, the members shared to allow you to continue moving forward to then, as you said, meet with the cities and meet with mayors and meet with, chambers of commerce? Can you share some of that, please?
Sure. I think you probably ever, and Tony's going to read the pledge here shortly, but within the pledge, the underlying message here is to actually give each other respect and to have a safe working environment. And we have members that in the past have had issues out on the projects. So those were definitely some things that we wanted to have in the pledge. And the membership really liked the concept that this isn't asking you to be for or opposed to a project. And just to have a civil conversation between each another and find common ground. I think we can all agree that every one of us want to protect the environment of this state. And how do we get to that point is where we want to go with this.
Very good. Antonio Franklin, President, Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce. Again, welcome. I'm going to get to you and ask you, before I have you read the pledge, if you would, could we also just maybe take a step back or sideway here to, again, share with us how the approach coming from, the members of Local 49 and also to the city of Thief River Falls and then obviously the city and the Chamber of Thief River Falls stepping up and joining and now spreading the word here with the Respect Minnesota.
Yeah. So, with our chamber, we've had only positive support with this message here, Respect Minnesota. So not just our city becoming a Respect Minnesota city, but we also have several businesses that have adopted the pledge as well. So we're very happy about that. And businesses can get a toolkit. So chambers throughout the region can also become part of this Respect Minnesota pledge and take it a step further and spread the message by, you know, displaying signs throughout the community and also just sharing what Respect Minnesota means. It's a pretty simple pledge, which has a big impact, you know, on not just keeping our line workers to keep them working, but also in a safe environment. And we could all agree, like Joe said, to, you know, respect is something that we all can support there. So I'll just dive in and read the pledge. So I support free speech and a safe environment for everyone. I will listen, be inclusive, and look for common ground. I will respect others, our natural environment, and local communities. I will respect the cultural heritage and history of Indigenous people. I will be accountable for my own words and actions and abide by the law. Let's move forward together. And that's the pledge. You know, like I said, there's a lot of things that we can all identify in there. So when we do share the message, it's very well received and people understand it. And I think the common ground is the key thing there to, you know, help support line workers on projects like Line 3 so they can continue moving forward and in the safest way possible.
It's a very common ground pledge. I mean, it's really, you know, straightforward, and it reaches anyone and everyone. As we have all said here, it's let's respect and have common ground. Antonio, how many members do you have with the Thief River Chamber of Commerce that I know very strong, you know, you're spreading the word with this pledge and with respect?
Yes, we're right at 272. We're still growing. And we had 13 new members this year, even though, you know, we're all going through this uncertain times. We're still growing as a chamber, so we're very happy about that. And strong support in Thief River Falls and throughout the county. You know, I've presented to our county commissioners, and they've all signed on to the pledge as well. So that's just how a chamber can get involved, not just in their city, but throughout the county as well, and spread the word.
Is there also signage or information that then your business community has available? And I'm sure there's also education and information being shared with all employees too.
Yeah, absolutely. So usually what I like to start off doing, not only reading the pledge, but showing them the videos that we have on YouTube. These videos are messages from workers themselves, people who've taken the pledge. So hearing from them, those stories have a strong impact, and it's them reading the pledge and also just sharing how important it is that our workers continue working in a safe environment and finding common ground in the community. So, yeah, it's just, and then as far as signage, you mentioned signage. So there's toolkits that Respect Minnesota Joe provides to the community, chambers, and that could include things like yard signs, window flings, branding material. So that's part of that toolkit, as well as information on what the pledge is and how you can sign on as a supporter.
Our guests are Antonio Franklin, President, Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce, and Joe Kramer, National Representative of the IUOE and a member of Local 49. Joe Kramer, if I can come back to you, please. And as I move forward through this story and the amount of time that we have, I want to ask, how many communities have signed up so far, or where are we at in this process with Respect Minnesota?
We have several different communities that actually became a Respect City. You can go to respectminnesota.org. That will show you the people that have signed up, the chambers, and the different organizations. I'm going to say off the top of my head, we have at least a dozen, if not more. The individual pledge takers, we're closing in on 4,000 individual pledge takers. So we're building momentum, and I think that's just by going to these meetings like with Antonio, talking one-on-one, and so we're starting to grow. And the organizations that are involved with it so far, like I said, with the operators, we have the Brainerd Chamber of Commerce, plus we have the contractors that signed on here just recently in January, which is Precision Pipeline, Michaels Pipeline, United Piping Inc., and also Enbridge. So they let us grow this on our own, and since then they've taken the pledge, and they also want to incorporate it when people come onto a project. It'll be part of the onboarding process to watch the video like Antonio talked about and take the pledge at the end.
So important, isn't it, with that watching the videos and sharing the information and being educated. Isn't that a big part of this?
Absolutely, it is.
Okay, maybe both of you had some response there. I'm not sure.
Yep, we both agree. We both agree on that.
Okay, all right. Joe, are you pleased with, as you're building momentum, are you pleased with how far you've come in this short amount of time?
I have, and I enjoyed being a part of this. I put my heart and soul into it, and I believe in it. And I think everybody that we've talked to really just overwhelmingly accepts this as the right thing to do. The way things are going on right now in the world, everybody says we need a little bit of respect for one another. So I think the timing is perfect. The values, you know, show and give respect. And one of the biggest things that I really like about it is accepting responsibility for your actions. And I think everybody needs to realize that. And that's one of the core values of this here, respecting one another.
Very good. And again, anyone can just get the information or could start the sign-up process and accepting part of the pledge, right, by going to the website. Is that the best way?
That is correct. Yep. Go to respectmn.org, and you can navigate that website. It's very easy, a couple clicks. You can get to where you want to sign up. There's a lot of information there for you to look at as well. So,
all right. And Antonio Franklin, President, Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to circle back around here with each of you. I'm going to begin with you, Antonio, as we kind of wrap up here with our interview today. Anything else that you would like to share with respect or for the Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce, or in that regards, you know, we're spreading the word. We're all here to have the common ground, maybe for any community, Chamber of Commerce. Just thoughts here as we kind of wrap things up.
I just I have a strong support as just personally also as a for our mine workers. I worked construction. I did underground cable, so I have a strong respect for them. But also, a lot of these jobs make up our communities. So not only is this message important for them, but also for our community, especially during this time. You know, our state's going through a lot of different things, and I think this message resonates beyond this as well. So, keep pushing the information out, and we're looking to hopefully get more people to support Respect Minnesota, and they can sign on the website at respectmn.org. So,
thank you. Joe Kramer, anything additionally to add that I maybe have not brought up or have not asked you that you wanted to speak about here during our time today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're branching out with everybody that's working in the communities that we're going to be in. Plus, we have... we're working with a company called Five Skies, who is doing Indigenous training, and they are implementing this respect into their program as well. So those individuals that are getting training through them and potentially being part of the project will also be part of the Respect Minnesota as well.
Yeah, and I just spoke with Nicholas and them here recently from Five Skies. Very informative. They're doing great work, and wonderful that everybody's connecting and working together for that common ground. RespectMN.org. Joe Kramer with the National Representative of International Union of Operating Engineers, IUOE, and a member of Local 49, and also Antonio Franklin, President, Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce. I want to, again, thank you very much for your time, for your information. I hope that continued progress is made, and more success as we all get together and we have that respect. And I hope that I get a chance to visit with you in the future as well. So keep informed or keep information coming to me. I'd appreciate that. Thanks again for being my guest today.
Yep, thanks for having us.